This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
We have a question from a brother. It's really a long question, but I just want to try to summarize it. His situation is that he took a course on marriage. So he started talking to this girl from his university or from a different university about marriage. And based on that, his family knew that he was talking to this girl. Her family knew, obviously, that she was talking to him. But they were like private conversations. And it went on, discussing plans, discussing marriage, discussing things about themselves and, you know, seeing if they're compatible. And they got deep into it where, you know, they became attached in a way. But then he found out that he cannot commit to the marriage. So, and he cannot commit to getting married at that point. And nothing happened, I mean, at all. It's just conversations. That leads me to the question is that, what is allowed? When do you really start talking to the girl? And when is it really allowed for you to have a conversation with her? And what are the guidelines on having a private conversation with, like a suitable marriage prospect in the future or in the near future? What are the guidelines in this?
Let me start with saying this. Brother, if you're going to make a sister fall in love with you, make sure you catch her. Okay? So, you don't let her crash, you know?
Yeah. So literally fall in love with you, so you have to be able to catch her.
Yeah.
And catching her is marriage, right?
So, that's a good question because this is something that we talk about a lot with the young people. You know, because I can imagine how broken heart she will be. And he will be brokenhearted if he found that he cannot commit to the marriage for something out of his hand. He can't have control over it. And it's going to be hard. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he gave an example of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't expose yourself to a calamity that you cannot handle. And he said, al-ishq is the love.
One of those, yeah.
You know, it's something that you don't have control over it. And it became so strong. So, if this is the case, you have al-ishq, to limit. So
to just translate
attachment.
It. Al-ishq is infatuation, deep infatuation.
Yeah.
It's not really true love, but it's infatuation and attachment to the person.
Yeah, it's one of the level of love.
Right.
يعني حتى في يعشق يعني يتخلل ويعلق في قلبك.
Okay.
Something goes deep in your
infused
heart.
Infused in your heart, right.
So, you don't want to invest this emotion because the most valuable thing in you is your heart and your emotion. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really make a human being. So if you want to invest this in the wrong way or you crash it or you expose it to something that it will hurt you, it's more hurtful than the physical harm and the physical hurt. So going back, in this case, when you are in the level of getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just the goal is to know each other when you talk. The goal is not to love one another.
Okay.
So when I talk to this person, not for the purpose of loving and falling in love with the person. No, just knowing this person is the suitable person or not. Check, 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to know his education, how he think, how he looks like or she looks like. You know, what kind of background, what kind of culture, what is thing that the hobby that the... So we kind of match. That's it. That's the goal. So remember, the goal is to get to know the person, not to love the person.
But that does not require an endless conversation, right?
If you don't stop right there after knowing what you need to know, it's going to transfer to love. The natural thing. You know?
Attachment.
So whenever you find out, I got what I want, this is the right person, stop. The conversation. No more conversation. No more, you know, meeting. Now we move to the next phase, which is taking actions. And now will you know if this person is serious or not? Because some people are so hesitant, indecisive. You know what they say, Sheikh? Somebody was saying, said, I used to be indecisive, but now I'm not sure. You know? So, indecisive. You know? So, some people like that, they don't have really any reason except that they cannot make a decision. You know what? Why would I waste my time with someone like that? Maybe, you know, there is, you know, he does not have anything will allow them to. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have this. She doesn't have that. Or you know what? I'll be ready 5 years from now, 7 years from now. Do you really want to wait that long? So these are real. That's why after you get to know, but in order for you to get to know the person, you need to know what you're looking for in a person.
Right.
Identify these things. Yeah. When you find the person, stop the talking, stop the relationship. And said, hey, now we go to the next level, which is marriage contract. Because that would lock the persons into this relationship. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you go to the next level. As long as there is no red flags, nothing, alhamdulillah, right. You okay. Move on. So that would be my advice in regard to this issue.
But I think it also starts with knowing yourself. Are you ready to be committed?
Obviously, you don't start with someone unless.
So this brother was not actually ready to be committed, but then he got into...
I don't know. Maybe something came out, but if there is something came up, you have to be clear and you have to tell the person. And also, one other thing, that during this period of time, there is no lovey-dovey stuff. You know, there is this period of time, you have to... إِلَّا يَقُولُ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا.
Allah there should be a lot says, of boundaries.
Yeah. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they say to each other what is known to be acceptable.
Yes.
Acceptable in the standard of Sharia and the standard of the decent culture. Yeah. You know, because some cultures are corrupt. The standard of some culture is very bad.
You know?
Yeah. Right. Also, you're not allowed during this period to be in seclusion. Go to a room or to a secluded area. Touching, kissing, hugging, stuff like that. You know, all this is not allowed. What allowed? It is. Do you have to have a third party with it? It's better. I will not say third party in email or in phone call. It's better, and it's much better for you. It helps you against your shaitan.
Right.
But it is, must be if you're going to be in seclusion, like in a place where there's nobody else can see you or have access to you. Going to a public place, I am in favor that you should not do that without somebody with you, mm-hmm. from your family member. Unless, you know, I don't have family member, I'm older, I'm this, you know, and this is the only way we can meet to talk about it one time, that's fine, you know, but don't open that door. That door, you open an inch and you find yourself like 2 miles into this. So just be careful. I can't say enough. This is an area you don't want. You know what, move to the next level, next stage. Make it halal, because if you start your relationships with haram, Allah will not put barakah in your relationship.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your marriages and bless our brothers and sisters.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Barakallahu feek.